The main themes and motives of the art of Johann Schestal. The first part. After 1976, Schestal created the story Rushing Deer. 1978, poems, non-fiction essays, published in the book Siberian Acceleration. 1977, Big Fish. 1982, The Purest Pleasure. 1985, etc. In the preface of the book Siberian Acceleration, Schestal writes, I first wrote poetry, but life did not fit into the framework of the poems. I wanted to be closer to life, wanted to be inventing in its affairs. I wrote a humble newspapers and magazine articles, sketches, essays, when articles have accumulated a lot. I saw a mosaic of ancient and modern non-tiger head and peculiar rim. I wanted to cut his heartbeat, his major sounds, and to transmit them to people. Each collection of essays contains a huge volume and buried in the form of information material to the reader, revealing the history of the Ugrian culture and modern life. The center of artistic journalism is the image of the Schestal. A significant work for yourself, Schestal considers the novel tale Fire of Healing, 1988, as this is the tallest consciously created work about the life. Novel tale is a saga, a biography of kind Schestal. The novel consists of Faro's son's fates, son grandfather by the mother son's father son, and son of our author narrator, lyrical character. Each has its own destiny, its own son. There is always opposition of past, bad, and good present in every son. This approach emphasizes the author's style of disclosing historical destiny of his people. Novel tales we see as a continuation of the previous work of the author. The author seeks to comprehend the reality of modern life in the notes in this period of his work. This is evidenced by the lyrical psychological story. This is evidenced by the lyrical psychological story, The Mystery of Thorny Night, and art journalism. Schestal continues the folk traditional. The tale becomes fundamental in children's literature. Books for the little reader is interesting because in them the author with the hero feels lovely, long familiar things of the surrounding world. Turn it the time came water, guys as idols standing around me. Children's literature talk about the extraordinary life of Muncie small boy, destined to be the founder of the nature literature. Since 1990, Schestal draws to journalism. He focuses on acute problems of ecology and the future of indigenous people of the North. He published the essay Revelation of Revelry in 1992. In this work as the poem Julian, Schestal explores the memory of the centuries, each rewrites history, using original materials, research, restores the past of the Hungarian scientist Antal Reguli. During this year, the writer continues the great poetic world, take the form of spells and prophecy. His shamanistic cuneiform is defined by Ionian for its planetary and cosmic consciousness. Schestal returns to the theme of cosmic consciousness. The writer is convincing. The time will come when without philosophy of nature, without philosophy of space, consciousness nothing cannot do. Without conscious philosophy of nature, the unity of the voidlessness of the world, without cosmic consciousness is impossible common evolution of mankind. The mindset of the writer based on ideas about the world. Schestal feels responsible for that is happened in the world. He worries that society is in a state of imbalance is compared with the inverted pyramid. The instability of the base associated with increasing advancement in technology. The writer believes that this imbalance can be overcome by flipping the pyramid and putting it in law of nature. At the present stage, creativity, the writer carefully explores the philosophical and religious views of the people, traditions, rites, ideas about the earth, the cosmos. Шесталов grew up in modernity, but from an early age absorbed the wonderful work of folk traditions. He has continued the aspiration of the ancestors to protect nature, the earth's harmony. We discussed the current state of creativity in the section religious and philosophical aspects of the art of Шесталов. Tracing the career of the writer, having identified and comprehended the leading features of his creativity individuality, in the next chapter we will trace the development of the main images, theme and motifs. The lyricism of the Шесталов works helps to reveal the author's identity in the context of his system of youth etudes. We draw attention to the deep involvement of the poet, to the phenomena of life and existence of their people, immersed in life's materials and lighting from the inside. The word life of Шесталов was influenced by the event of time. Studies in Leningrad, the oil and gas development in the north, restructuring, change of place of residence. All the events have made their mark, but the writer always remained faithful to national traditions. Since the beginning, the writer Шесталов realized the value of native words. He showed the reader the wonderful world of childhood, the beauty of the region. Create work in their native language, the poet reveals youthful feelings, but it takes a little time, and his work is filled with social problems. He turns to journalism. When his works are transformed in slow, thoughtful story reflection. In the 1919, the poet travels to Hungary because of changes in the socio-political situation in the country. At this time, there was a decline in creativity of Шесталов. He is confused and depressed. The cry of his soul sunk in the cry of the crane. With this work begins a new modern stage of creativity. The author has shifted the emphasis and artistic creation towards a religious philosophical publicism. His arguments are not superficial philosophism. For each concept felt intense artistic meditation, concentration, feelings. Шесталов's work contributes to the spiritual development of his contemporaries. Шесталов does not depart from folk tradition. He refers to the ancient incantations praise. His art comes from inspiration in sand. That for him is the cry of the soul, seeking for listening, understanding and creativity arc extends, which expresses the global, universal, even cosmic upheaval. Шесталов. When the writer becomes symbolic thinking, he turns to the poetic works of archaic myths, pantheistic consciousness of his people, finding this new path to a more vivid embodiment of the idea of humanity and spirituality. In different periods of the search method of the poet, novelistic essayist, bright and individuality available, explored the possibility of creating single of Шесталов text. Works of Шесталов presented a classic example of a generalized hero representing the people. One person reveals a world of diverse relationships. The writer makes his hero a participant in the entire complex historical interaction of human life and his individual perception of the world. In the post-Soviet period, the writer has shifted the emphasis of artistic creation towards a religion-philosophical publicism. In journalism, get a different sound inherent in the motifs of the author, images, rhymes, etc., preparing the new return to prose in recent years.